From KPFK Pacifica Radio, this is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. You can watch this program on Free Speech TV and listen to it on Pacifica radio stations and affiliates nationwide. For nearly 20 years, an organization called Taglit Birthright has been sending young Jews from around the world to Israel for an all-expenses-paid trip, during which the participants are given a carefully curated view of Israel. But now a new movement has emerged urging the program to tell the truth about Israel and in particular its treatment of Palestinians. A number of Birthright participants made headlines recently when they had high-profile confrontations during their trips and left their scripted tours to visit Palestinians whose homes had been destroyed by Israelis. Among them is my guest Elon Glickman, whose videotaped questioning of the Birthright maps of Israel has gone viral. Elon is an active member with the group If Not Now. He's based in Los Angeles and joins me to explain what happened. Welcome to the program, Elon.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
So give me a sense of how this all started. Did you go on this Birthright trip with the intention of questioning what it is that the trip, the fully paid for trip, was going to show you?
Yeah, so Birthright advertised itself as an opportunity for young Jews to connect with their Judaism and learn more about Israel. And so I went there, and I went there, you know, with a good amount of knowledge about what's happening with the occupation beforehand. And basically, whenever I heard misinformation or I saw things that simply looked incorrect or didn't make sense, I would, me and myself and a few others, we would always make sure to question and to try and get the truth. And well, time and time again, we were either deflected, just told like, oh, it's very complicated, or we were given facts that were just straight wrong. And, you know, after a while of doing this, we just kind of became fed up with it. And we were realizing very quickly that Birthright, no matter how many times we asked, no matter what we did, was just not going to show us the reality, was not going to have us meet Palestinians, and was not going to have us really see the occupation for ourselves. And so we did what we had to do, and we left to go see it ourselves.
And here is actually part of the video of Elon Glickman on the bus participating in the Birthright tour, questioning the maps that were distributed to the trip's participants.
These maps, are these the ones that Birthright gives to everyone? Is this the one that like all Israel Outdoors trips get? Because I mean, like, literally, if I hadn't asked anything, like, how would anyone know where the West Bank was? Because this map doesn't say anything.
So, Israel sees the West Bank, it's part of Israel, and Israel does not put anything on our maps around the West Bank, because the West Bank is just like Tel Aviv or Jerusalem.
I mean, literally, like,
I said, Israel,
the fact that Palestine even exists, though.
Palestine, if you ask anybody in Israel,
but it's not fair. I think the real issue is that it's inappropriate for like all of us to be told that to be shown this map as if this is the truth, when like only Israel and the Israeli government seems to think that the West Bank is part of Israel, when the entire international community and Palestinians themselves would never say that. And the reason is because the people who live there can't vote, they're under military occupation, their water is being controlled by somebody else and they can't get enough access to it, and I mean their lives are made like a living hell because they can't even like see their families in Jerusalem, they can't get to other cities because the roads are constantly controlled and they have to go through all these checkpoints, and they never know when something could be shut down or when their day could just be made a living hell by the Israeli military.
Israel is showing you what they believe. And also in Israel, it's very divided and people believe different stuff. But the West Bank is part of the state of Israel. It's part of Israel. And that's what the Israeli government is showing you, the country of Israel.
But I guess what I'm trying to figure out is, what is the Israeli government's agenda? And what are the other donors to Birthright's agenda in showing us this, in showing us these maps and not talking about the West Bank and the occupation? Is the agenda for all of us to go home and believe that Israel is this great country that's not enforcing a military occupation? because that's what, like, that's the agenda that I'm seeing.
Watching an excerpt of a video that went viral of my guest Elon Glickman while he was on the Birthright trip to Israel. This is basically a free, all expenses paid trip that showcases Israel, a very carefully curated view. Among the curation is the map itself. So Elon, the maps, as you just pointed out, that were handed out, essentially assumes, and the guide told you so, that the West Bank is simply a part of Israel. So this sounds very clearly like an indoctrination program.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, that fact that for someone to say that, I mean, it's just, it feels like factually incorrect. But I will say, you know, from talking to other Israelis, that map actually is what a lot of Israelis have in their textbooks. And it's what I saw growing up going to Jewish day school my whole life. That's the map that I saw. So I grew up never really knowing where or what the West Bank was. And like, because of that, I had the occupation and the experience of millions of Palestinians and the daily nightmare they face under occupation basically completely wiped from my mind. It was never even a thought when it came to talking about Israel. And that's exactly what Birthright is trying to continue to propagate. It's trying to basically have all these young American Jews return back to America, think that Israel is this perfect country, and have literally no idea what the occupation is or the daily suffering that Palestinians experience at the hands of the Israeli military.
I understand that something like 600,000 people have gone through this program so far. Is it mostly Americans? Are there people from around the Jewish people from around the world that also get to go on these trips?
I believe it's mostly Americans, though I'm not sure exactly what their global outreach looks like.
Right. If you go to the website, it asks you to pick the country you're in. So I was wondering, maybe other countries also have the tour.
Yeah. In that case, sounds like it might be.
So during the tour, if one remains on this tour, what does one get to actually see? Does the trip at all, or does the tour at all acknowledge Gaza, the West Bank? Does it at all acknowledge the occupation, or is it completely sort of visually and verbally kept totally free of mentions of Palestinians?
Basically, what they do is they have this kind of 1 hour session where you meet with a professor, an Israeli professor, to talk about the conflict and to talk about the history of the conflict. But you never visit the West Bank, which is really strange when you think about it, because they say that the West Bank is part of Israel. So the West Bank is part of Israel. How come we can't go there? It's another strange contradiction of Birthrights. But I mean, you never meet with Palestinians. Birthright actually has a rule where you are not allowed to meet with Israeli Arabs. Last year, they made that a rule across all their programs where trip providers could no longer meet with Israeli Arabs.
Wow.
And it's frightening, frankly.
So how many people, in addition to yourself, walked off their tour? Did it all happen on the same one, or has it happened across several tours? And what consequences did you face for doing what you did?
So this is the second walk-off. There was one a couple weeks before ours. So we walked off on July 13th, I believe. And then others walked off, I think, June 28th. Five people walked off the first one. And then on ours, you know, we saw what they did. We were really inspired by it. And, you know, that's kind of where we got the motivation to walk off ourselves. And when we did it, there was a total of 8 of us. There was 2 people from a different trip, from a different bus, and then 6 of us from one bus, from the same bus.
What
so a total of 8.
What was the reaction of others on the tour who may have been surprised by your confrontation of the tour, bus tour guide, and just simply not prepared for what they heard you and others who walked off say?
Well, I mean, they were surprised when we did walk off, but we'd been having these conversations really all week. And you don't catch this in the video, but after I was talking to the tour guide about the map, he even actually says, like, look, if you want to go see the occupation, if you want to go visit Palestinians, like, you can leave, you can sign the waiver and leave. And then other participants themselves were saying, look, like, it's not, I get that you want to change Birthright because it's not fair and it's not okay that they're not showing us this. And they were literally saying, like, if you want to do that, then you're going to have to, like, really speak to Birthright in a certain way. And, I mean, basically between those, like, we kind of started thinking, how are we going to do that? And then we had this opportunity and we realized this was the opportunity to let Birthright know that their Israel education is disappointing, and it propagates this idea amongst American Jews that the occupation just isn't happening.
I understand that you've been blocked on Twitter by Birthright. What other consequences have you faced? I mean, this is a paid for trip. Did you forfeit the payment the reimbursement or whatever when you walked off the trip?
Yes, so there's a reimbursement they're supposed to give you at the end. I think about $400. Once you return. So I forfeited that. They canceled our return flights home. And I'd actually like paid a bit more to extend. So that got canceled. And they're saying now that they're not going to sue us, but at the time they did threaten to sue us. And there was actually a couple more people who were planning to walk off with us. But when the tour guide said that they might be sued, that basically intimidated the people into not walking off with us.
Who pays for all of this? Takes a lot of money to send so many people to the other side of the world, pay all of their expenses. Presumably this is a trip that's worth the money for whoever's paying for it. If it brings back wave after wave of Jewish Americans who toe the government line on Israel. So who's footing the bill?
So the people who pay for Birthright are, one, it's partially funded by the Israeli government. Mm. It's also partially funded by the Jewish Federations of America, or I believe like Jewish nonprofits in America. Mm-hmm. And then their biggest donor by far is Sheldon Adelson, who has recently gained infamy in America because he's Donald Trump's biggest supporter. He donated, I believe, he donated $200 million to help get Republicans elected to Congress. And I don't remember the exact number of how much he donated to Trump, but I think it was like the largest donation that Trump received during his entire campaign.
So Elon, tell me what you did once you walked off the tour. Where did you go? What how did you fix, if you will, Birthright's tour to be one that included locations and peoples and meetings that you would have liked to have seen on the tour?
Yeah, so right after we walked off, we met with the Sumerian family who lives in East Jerusalem. They have been facing eviction efforts from the Jewish National Fund for over 20 years. And there's this other group called Elad, which is this right-wing pro-settler organization. And they run the Davidson Center and the City of David, which are two archaeological sites in East Jerusalem. And Elad, their stated mission is to Judaize East Jerusalem. And so they've also been involved with these efforts to try and evict the Sumerians from their home, using things like archaeological sites in order to help pressure them into leaving. And so we went to go visit with them first and hear about their experiences, and learned a lot about what it's like to have organizations and whole movements trying to kick you out of your home for, well, decades. And it's really, it was really disheartening to see. And then the next day we went to Hebron, got a tour with Breaking the Silence of Hebron, during which we were actually, unfortunately, assaulted by settlers. A child settler threw a large thing of paint in our tour guide's face and had to unfortunately cut the tour short.
Wow.
But I mean, we got that day, we got a very, very real view of a taste of what it's like to live in under military occupation, where you have Jewish settlers basically doing whatever they want, while the Israeli military stands by and can do nothing to stop them. And so you just have these groups who come in and terrorize, Israelis as well, throwing paint in their face when all they're trying to do is give a tour of what's happened in the city of Hebron. That's been facing home demolitions for many, many years. We went to Khan al-Ahmar, which is currently facing demolition efforts. by the Israeli military. And we also did a tour of South Tel Aviv.
Elon, was this the first time that you visited the area?
This is actually not the first time I personally visited the region, though for pretty much all the rest of the walk-offs, it was their first time. Yeah, I had a friend living in East Jerusalem, and I went on a tour of Hebron with Breaking the Silence. And I mean, yeah, that was a huge part of what opened my eyes to what's happening here. And so when I went on Birthright and saw that, you know, things like the map, not mentioning the West Bank, I think whereas a lot of other participants didn't think much of it, I knew that this was very much erasing a horrifying reality that Palestinians face on a daily basis, from home demolitions to having their water controlled to their freedom of movement restricted. This map was erasing all of that.
Elon, does your sort of view of what's happening in Israel and the Palestinian territories reflect a growing questioning among young Jewish Americans in particular about this issue?
Absolutely. I think time and time again, talking to my peers, I'm just seeing so many people who are realizing that the Israel education we received was so insufficient. I mean, it's an unfortunately familiar story where many of us will go to colleges, we'll go to like more liberal colleges, and that's the very first time we'll hear any criticism of Israel. And when we do, we really have no way to respond because we've just been given such misinformation. I remember I went to Oberlin College, a pretty liberal college, and people were asking me about the Green Line. People were asking me about settlements. And I had to take a class called Israel in high school, and I had no idea what those things were. And so the way I've been putting it to people is, you know, this walk-off was live streamed. And a lot of people think it's one of the first walk-offs to happen. But really, young American Jews have been walking off from their institutions for many, many years now because they're fed up with the lies and the deflections from their questions. So while our live stream happened, our walk-off happened to be live streamed, but the truth is young American Jews have been leaving their institutions due to a lack of confrontation with the occupation for many years now.
I want to ask you a little bit about this organization, if not now. Before we do that, I want to play a short video for our audience that, if not now, put together about the Birthright program.
This summer, an estimated 40,000 young American Jews will embark on a trip to Israel led by Taglit Birthright. Birthright Israel identifies itself as an educational and non-political organization that aims to deepen connection to Jewish identity, the State of Israel, and to transform the Jewish future. What many of these 40,000 participants don't yet know is, one, what Birthright is intentionally not teaching us, two, why it is free, and three, why do these questions matter? The 10 days of Birthright are packed with opportunities to experience aspects of Israel's history, natural beauty, and modern-day culture. Trip participants will likely pray at the ancient Western Wall, swim on the beaches of Tel Aviv, and see the sunrise from the top of Mount Masada. With this itinerary, Birthright has strategically shaped a trip that shows important and beautiful parts of this country. However, it also omits a large part of Israel's story. For example, on the other side of the Western Wall lies occupied East Jerusalem. Living here are over 260,000 Palestinian residents who are denied Israeli citizenship and national voting rights. When standing at the beach in Tel Aviv, we are a mere 43 miles from the border of Gaza. The Gaza Strip is the world's largest open-air prison, locking in nearly 2 million people with limited access to water, food, and medical treatment. And while traveling to the sunrise at Masada, we might be brought through the occupied territory of the West Bank. The major roads of the West Bank are largely unusable by the Palestinians living there. They are instead built to prioritize the needs of the 600,000 Israeli settlers living there. These settlers are currently inhabiting 240 known settlements, an act that has been repeatedly denounced as a violation of international law.
and you've been watching a short video put together by the organization, If Not Now, about the Birthright program that is partially funded by the Israeli government and has sent hundreds of thousands of mostly Jewish Americans to Israel for an all-expenses-paid trip and a curated view of Israel that sort of erases Palestinians and the oppression of Palestinians. My guest, Ilan Glickman, is one of several people who have started to question what Birthright is doing and was among those who walked off during a trip there. What do you make of, Ilan, what do you make of, tell me a little bit about this organization, If Not Now, that you're a part of, and is this one of these new sort of movements on the forefront of young people questioning Israel?
Yeah, so If Not Now, it's pretty much, it's a movement of many young American Jews who really want our institutions, our American Jewish institutions, to transform and start demanding freedom and dignity for all Israelis and Palestinians. And so in that, we want them to start recognizing that the occupation is not only happening, but that is also a moral disaster for those who uphold it and those of us who are complicit in it. And so we are mobilizing thousands of young Jews to do what they can to demand that our institutions start telling the truth and start taking a stand on whether or not they support the occupation.
And while you and I are speaking, by the way, news has come out that the Palestinian teen activist Ahed Tamimi is to be released from custody on Sunday. Her father announced that she was scheduled to be released, and she has gained international fame for standing up to Israeli occupation when she slapped an armed Israeli soldier after he shot her cousin in the face. And she's been held, you know, young teenager, she's a minor, she's been held by Israel since December. Are there connections and relations, Ilan, that you see being made between young Palestinians within the territories as well as Palestinian Americans and young Jews?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. When we went to Umm al-Khair, actually, we met with this one activist in the area. His name's Auda, and he's an amazing activist and organizer. He's 24, he's our age. And so we sat with him, we learned a lot about his life. He told us some truly heartbreaking stories. I mean, I remember he kind of opened up his story with saying that if the Israeli military only demolished his house one time a year, he would be happy. And I remember that, wow. Yeah, that broke my heart. And so he's been a part of a lot of efforts to help build up his community. They've had to build and rebuild a community center in there in Umm al-Khair, I believe, three times now. And so, yeah, 100%, these connections are being made. And I think, you know, us as young American Jews, and If Not Now, is trying to do our part to help end our community support for the occupation, while also, you know, working with these other Palestinian youth.
What is the challenge that you face here in the United States in educating your fellow young Americans at large? There was news recently of the Democratic Socialist Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez in New York, who won the Democratic primary. She's being held accountable by some Palestinian rights activists for sort of walking back from her earlier strong position on the Israeli occupation. And she's spoken quite a bit about moral clarity. And once she heads to Congress, of course, she's going to face tremendous pressure to toe the party line on supporting the state of Israel unconditionally, because, of course, that is a bipartisan position here in the United States.
Absolutely. I think in terms of the challenges that are faced, that we face in educating, I think, I see this on my own Facebook page all the time, but just the amount of vitriol that happens whenever anybody posts about this. I know every time I post something about what's happening with the occupation, I just get an onslaught of people calling me a self-hating Jew or all kinds of other slurs. And so I think for a lot of people, it's really scary to engage on this issue because they don't want to have to deal with all this backlash that comes, and it becomes very difficult to have just normal conversations about it when things do escalate so quickly. And so I think that's one huge reason. But I also think the truth is that the Democratic Party, I hope changing. And I mean, I know I saw a few months ago, If Not Now was very much targeting Democrats like Chuck Schumer and Dianne Feinstein, asking them to take a stand on what was happening in Gaza. Because once again, we just heard a deafening silence from our community. And Dianne Feinstein, actually, after an action in front of her offices by If Not Now, did come out with a statement. It wasn't the best statement by any means, and it kind of placed blame on both sides. But it was a statement that really wouldn't have been made otherwise. And so I think change is coming, though I would like to see a lot more. I would like to see Democrats really come out and decry the occupation and say that as America, we can no longer stand by and allow Israel to do this with the millions of dollars that they send in military aid.
Well, Ilan, I want to thank you so much for joining us today. Is there a website for If Not Now you'd like to give out?
Yes, it is ifnotnowmovement.org.
Ifnotnowmovement.org. We'll link to that from our website. Thanks so much, Ilan.
Thank you. Check out our Facebook and Twitter as well.
Ilan Glickman is a Los Angeles-born Jewish American who participated in the free Birthright trip to Israel, where he was one of several people who walked off the trip in protest of Israeli oppression of Palestinians. I'm Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com, where you can sign up for our daily newsletter, subscribe to our audio podcast on iTunes, and our video channel on Vimeo.